half-time score in this Louth Senior Football Championship relegation playoff final here in RD. It's the O'Connells leading Kilcare Liemets by a single point, 7 points to six. The O'Connells with the lion's share of the possession in the first half, but rather wasteful at times in front of the post, kicking four wides, and those really of the bad variety. Kilcare have hung on in there. The teams were level on no fewer than three occasions in the first half. It was the O'Connells who started the brighter with the first three scores inside the opening 8 minutes. Niall Conlon with the opening score 2 minutes in after a great pass from Dean Stanfield. Then Conlon just 4 minutes later tapping over a free before Jackie Agnew rounded off a nice move to give the O'Connells a 3 points to no score advantage after 8 minutes. But then the O'Connells missed a couple of chances, and that seemed to give Kilcarely the bit of confidence boost that they needed, and they got the next three scores on the spin to level up matters within the next 10 minutes or so. James Fagan with their opening score on 10. Shane Lennon then followed that up with a free from 20 metres out, and then Cormac Bellew 8 minutes later with the levelling score, 3 points apiece with 19 minutes gone. But then the O'Connells got their lead back and they scored the next 2 points. Robert Quigley with a 45, the O'Connells' first score in almost a quarter of an hour's play, and the same player then shortly after pointing off the ground once again just outside the 45 metre line to restore a 2 point lead for the Castle Bellingham side. But back came Kilcarely again, and Shane Lennon, the ever reliable Lennon in front of the post, back to back scores from him on 26 and 27 minutes, the second one coming from a free, his third point of the morning. That was the levelling score for the second time in the game. Kieran O'Brien then with one of the best scores of the half. The O'Connells midfielder coming up and a high kick going over the crossbar to put the O'Connells a point to the good again. The teams then traded points in the last couple of minutes of the half. Shane Lennon's free out on the left, levelling the game for a third time in the first half with 6 points apiece, before Niall Conlon then on the stroke of half time tapped over a free from 13 metres out. The O'Connells have hit four wides. Kilcarely have three, but from a more limited possession and more limited opportunities in front of the post, Kilcarely have done well. They've hung on in there in the first half, and but it is the O'Connells here leading at half time. Remember, the losers of this game will drop to the Intermediate Championship for next season. The winners will stay in the Senior Championship for 2015. So it's still anyone's game here. Conditions, it is quite breezy. It's a cross-field wind, but otherwise it's dry and it's bright, and a point separating them here at half time. The O'Connells leading, but only just, is the O'Connells 7, Kilcarely 6.